Scientists think they have a way to fight infections when antibiotics fail. Doctors report increasing danger from drug-resistant infections, and they're hoping a gene editing technique offers a solution. The technique known as CRISPR may help to create super predators to go after superbugs. Here's NPR health correspondent Rob Stein.
Superbugs are bacteria that can beat modern medicine's most powerful weapons, antibiotics. So doctors are racing to find new ways to fight back. Doctors like Michael Preby at the VA Medical Center in Augusta, Georgia.
Good morning, Mr. Evans.
How you doing, Dr. Preby?
All right, how are you?
Fine, fine.
That's where I met Dr. Preby and one of his patients, Alfonso Evans.
You look good this morning.
Thank you. I feel good, too.
Evans is a retired Army Master Sergeant. He's paralyzed from the chest down, but not from his service overseas.
That's what's ironic. 25 years in the Army and never got injured. I was in Vietnam and I was in Korea. My first tour in Germany, the Baader-Meinhof gang was blowing up things around where I was stationed. Nothing. 2 days before retirement, I was driving down the street. This kid was shooting at cars and he shot me through the back.
That was in Wichita, Kansas. Ever since, Evans, who's 67, has been struggling with lots of medical problems. 2 years ago, he went to the VA for what he thought was just another bladder infection and ended up in intensive care.
I went to ICU and had to be intubated. Yeah.
Wow, that's terrifying.
Yes, sir. I thought it scared me, and I don't scare easy.
Now, it's unclear exactly why Evans got so sick. Turns out he had a bone infection too, then got pneumonia, and he's doing well now. But urinary tract infections are a huge problem for paralyzed people like Evans. And Dr. Preby says those infections are getting harder and harder to cure.
We are getting to the point where there are organisms that are resistant to every known antibiotic. My fear is that as we are in this arms race, there gets to a point where we are not able to keep up with the enemy, the resistant bacteria. The superbugs take over, and we have nothing to defend against it.
So Preby is leading the first attempt to test an entirely new way to fight superbugs, a new kind of antibiotic, a living antibiotic made out of live viruses that have been genetically modified using the gene editing tool CRISPR.
If we're successful with this, this revolutionizes the treatment of infections in the world today. This can be the game changer that takes us out of this arms race with the resistant bacteria and allows us to use a totally different mechanism to fight the pathogenic bacteria that are infecting us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
In another part of the hospital, I meet another paralyzed vet, Ricky McNeil. He's also been plagued by antibiotic-resistant bladder infections. Dr. Preby and one of his colleagues, Chris Myers, are explaining the studies they're launching to test this new kind of antibiotic.
The study sponsor is Locus Bioscience, and this company is going to use what's called it's a bacteriophage, which is a type of virus that attacks specific types of bacteria.
Yes, sir.
Bacteriophages are the natural enemies of bacteria. The scientists are trying to turn them into superbug killers by using CRISPR to hijack the bacteria's own immune systems, which is where scientists discovered CRISPR in the first place, and turn that against the bacteria to literally shred their DNA.
What CRISPR is able to do is something that we've not been able to do before, and that is very selectively modify genes to target the bacteria. This provides us with a new weapon that we can target against the enemy.
Okay.
The company sponsoring the study is one of several trying to use CRISPR like this to fight lots of health problems by targeting only bad bacteria in the body and leaving the good ones alone. Stephanie Strathdy is at the University of California, San Diego.
Well, I think it's really exciting because we've been using antibiotics, which really have a scorched earth approach to the treatment of infections. So they don't just kill the bacteria that we want to kill. They kill friendly bacteria in our microbiome as well.
The microbiome is the trillions of friendly microbes that inhabit the human body.
The potential is to groom the microbiome, to weed out unhealthy bacteria, and to promote the growth of healthy bacteria in our microbiome.
Other scientists agree the approach is promising, especially given the threat posed by superbugs. Graham Hatfull studies bacteriophages at the University of Pittsburgh.
So I think it's a really intriguing approach. It's a kind of a smart approach.
But Hatfull worries not enough research has been done first to really understand bacteriophages, known as phages for short.
In some sense, using engineered phages is going to be a bit like running before you can walk. It's hard to improve something without knowing about how the thing you're trying to improve works.
There's always a chance it could backfire.
The concern is that you could essentially end up converting a harmless bacteria into potentially dangerous ones.
Dr. Priebe acknowledges there could be dangers. That's why the first tests are aimed primarily at making sure CRISPR-modified phages are safe.
We have to take things slowly. We don't know how things are going to evolve.
But one of the vets we met at the beginning of this story, Alfonso Evans, is ready to volunteer. I caught up with him again at the VA hospital gym where he was lifting weights from his wheelchair.
19, 20. I'm not so much worried about dying from a heart attack or diabetes because I'm active. I know what I need to do to work against it. You know, watch what I eat, exercise. But what do I do about an infection or fighting off a bacteria, something inside me that I don't see until it's too late? Just the fact that the research is going on gives us hope.
Later this year, Priebe and his colleagues plan to start infusing billions of phage viruses that have been genetically modified with CRISPR into patients like Evans. Rob Stein, NPR News, Augusta, Georgia.